Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you wake up several times a night? If so, please visit me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll spend the time necessary with you to create a custom plan so you can rest easier and longer. For an appointment, call 651-342-2083. One of my favorite quotes from Mark Twain is, "Be careful about reading health books. You may die of a misprint." I want to bring that to mind as we turn a suspicious eye toward health research. Certainly, there is excellent research available, but much of what we hear and read can be misleading if we don't understand what we are working with. Whenever looking at a study, it's important to understand who funded the research and who performed it. Most people I talk to understand that if the funds came from someone who had vested interests, their research would be skewed by that bias. The same is true of the researchers themselves. No one is truly impartial, but it helps to have enough people of varying backgrounds working together to minimize bias. But there's still the issue of the study types themselves. In vitro and animal research should never be considered as credible as research performed in humans. Even so, human research cannot possibly account for the infinite number of variables found in living human beings. Regarding animals, much of the research has the inherent flaw of forcing, say, mice or rabbits to eat or drink something completely foreign to the animals and then measuring the results. I assure you that humans are not large bunnies. We cannot measure the effects of a meat diet on a vegetarian rabbit and expect the same results as in omnivorous humans. Also toward the bottom of the research heap are association studies. These are the ones that produce the juiciest sound bites and line the magazines on store shelves. Much too often, those with something to sell like to quote these studies. The fault of this kind of study is akin to linking firefighters to house fires. We can agree that firefighters are likely to be found at a house fire, but it would be faulty logic to insist that the firefighters were the cause of the fire itself. Now just imagine if we extrapolated that information to obstruct the firefighters who are working to put out the blazes. Unfortunately, the same type of error is often made when determining what to do with humans needing help. Finally, for this day's discussion, consider that cohort studies and randomized clinical trials rank at the highest end of the quality spectrum, but even they must be scrutinized. Much of the best information that we're drawing from today comes from what is known as meta-analysis. In this process, analysts pool all the information of related studies and look for trends. It's not a perfect process either, of course, but well-conducted reviews tend to give us the most solid footing from the world of research.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.